Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 53rd week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 29. And Reuben returned into the pit. Reuben wasn't there. He left. Okay. He came back. Behold, Joseph was not in the pit, and he, speaking of Reuben, he rent his clothes. And most of you know by now, when somebody rent their clothes in the Old Testament, even in the New Testament, that it was a sign of mourning and deep grief and anguish. So he rent his clothes. In verse number 30, he returned unto his brethren and said, the child, Joseph, 17, the child, is not. And whither shall I go? Now, what am I going to do, boys? I said, I'm the oldest brother. He's not here. What am I going to do? We got to go back now to Dad and try to explain what happened to Joseph. Verse number 31. Hey, it's not a problem. We got this. They took Joseph's coat and they killed a kid of the goats. In other words, that's why I think these were sheep and goats and not cattle. Again, they were driving them for days or leading them for days. They took a goat. They killed one. They dipped the coat in the blood. Well, I put a note down here too as I was reading. I said, what an interesting color that must have been. A coat of many colors. And then they add another color on it. Red. And they had already, they decided what we're going to do is take this coat back to Dad. And in verse number 32, here's what they did. And they sent the coat of many colors, and they brought it to their father, Jacob. And they said, this have we found, and we know not whether thy son's coat, whether this be thy son's coat or no. Isn't that interesting? Literally brought it to Jacob. And said, Dad, look what we found. Is this Joseph's coat? Like they knew that was Joseph's coat. No, not another one like it. But they didn't want to try to, you're going to see here, they didn't want to say that a lion killed, they didn't want to lie. Okay? They were lying anyway, but they didn't want to say a lion killed. They were going to let Dad make his own conclusion. Thank you, Doug. Conclusion. Presumption. Is this Joseph's coat? What do you think, Dad? What do you think happened? Verse number 33. And he knew it, speaking of Jacob, and said, it is my son's coat. That's Joseph. An evil beast had devoured him. They didn't say that. Jacob concluded that Joseph was devoured by a lion or something. And Joseph is without a doubt rent in pieces. Now, here's the interesting thing about that. Okay. A lot of people didn't pick up on this. If a lion or something rents you in pieces, you have that coat on with blood on it, shouldn't that coat been rent in pieces also? But they just put it in the blood and something didn't add up. But Jacob was so overwhelmed with grief, he didn't put two and two together equals four. Well, it was rent in pieces. He's tore all apart. But there's his coat just has blood on. Interesting, just a thought. But he said it's Joseph's coat, and Joseph is dead. Verse number 34. And Jacob rent his clothes. Again, that sign of mourning. He put sackcloth upon his loins. You know what a sackcloth is? A sackcloth would be like an old croaker sack. How many of you know what a croaker sack is? Okay. Now, I wasn't born in that age, but I hear, because I'm still a young man, but 60, you know, I got cataracts, I guess. I still think myself as being young, but I remember Grandma and Grandpa and all of them talking about making clothes out of croaker sacks. That when they had these sacks of flour, whatever it was, they wouldn't throw nothing away during the hard times, and they would make some kind of a dress for the girl, whatever, out of croaker sacks. They weren't comfortable, so to speak. It ain't like they were nice cotton or silk or whatever. They were very uncomfortable, and they were designed for that. These sackcloth, that's why he would put them on him. It was designed to not be in comfort. It's a picture of mourning. Now, they would also heap ashes upon their head. Remember Job, when he lost his family, his boys and his girls. And for days he would sit there and mourn, and that's what he would do. Matter of fact, his wife got so upset with him. Job, won't you just curse God and die? He was sitting in the ashes and mourning in sackcloth. This is a picture of visible mourning, not just inwardly. He wanted everybody to know he deeply grieved over the death of Joseph, his son. And he mourned for his son many days. How many days are, the Bible does not say. But obviously it was a very long time. He couldn't get over the death of his favorite son. Remember, it was his favorite son. The Bible said so. Couldn't get over it. And it's understandably so. Even today, people lose people very, very, very close to them. And it takes them many days to get over the death of a loved one. Somebody's been close to them, a husband, a wife, a son, a daughter, a mother, a father, somebody very close to them. So we can understand why he would mourn many days. Well, the family became concerned. He just couldn't get over it. He just couldn't get over it. So verse number 35. And all his sons and all his daughters. Let me just stop right here. We think of Dinah being his only daughter. Obviously, even the Bible does not mention it. This is the third time it talked about in scriptures we read through here about Jacob's other daughters. So we only know of Dinah as a daughter, but two other times it talks about his daughters. So he had other children, obviously, not just boys, but he had at least two girls, at least. The Bible says daughters, and that's two. But anyway, that's another subject for another time. His family, his children, came up to comfort him, but he refused to be comforted, refused. And he said this, "For I will go down into the grave unto my son's mourning." Thus his father wept for him. I believe Jacob never got over this thing for years and years till we found out later about the end of the story. He mourned and couldn't get over this thing. Remember the story about David and Bathsheba and that little baby? And I won't give you the backstory. You know the backstory. But when Bathsheba had that baby, the baby was sick. And while the baby was very, very sick, David mourned, and he wouldn't eat. He would pray for God to heal that baby. Again, let me go sideline. Oftentimes, we pray for healing, but it's not God's will. I'll never forget. When I was in Kenya, and I knew Mom was suffering from cancer, nights, and I couldn't see her, and she's having these treatments and all. Nights after nights, I would beg God, "God, save my mama. I don't want her to die. Deliver her from this cancer." I'm talking about fervently praying night after night after night. I'm on the other side of the world. I want to see my mom, and I would pray and pray and pray. And I believed God would answer my prayers. I really did. And that Saturday night, I never forget, Daddy called and he said, "Son, if you want to see your mama, you need to come home now." We went to Nairobi Sunday morning. Didn't get on a plane till Sunday evening because you just don't walk in the airport a lot of times. Hey, we want to catch a plane. We had to make arrangements, and we finally got on British Airways. Thank the Lord they were leaving that evening. Got tickets, came, and we got in on Monday evening. I'll never forget, "Peepaw, were you there? Pick us up at the airport." And "Meemaw, were you there?" "Yeah." And I asked him, I said, and Daddy wasn't there. One of the first things I asked him, I said, "Is Mama gone?" They said, "Yes, she's gone. She passed this morning while we were in flight. She passed this morning." I said, we fervently prayed, and I prayed. I mean, my heart shed tears. Deliver my mama. Well, I could put the shoe on the other foot. He did deliver her.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.